Awesome. Let's get into the word. 12 dimensions of prophets. 12 dimensions of prophets. And this is, I think this is very important. Let me first explain, as I shared with you on the previous session, you have about five realms of the prophetic. Five realms of the prophetic. The first is what we call the spirit of prophecy. Spirit of prophecy, every believer can operate in. It's the Holy Spirit that is on them. They must be baptized with the Holy Spirit and they can move in the spirit of prophecy. The second realm is the gift of prophecy. The third, that is the gift of the Holy Spirit, as he gives to whom he wills. The third is the prophetic presbytery. Is the prophetic presbytery. The fourth is prophetic preaching. Prophetic preaching. And the fifth is the office of a prophet. The fifth is the office of a prophet. So let's get into the 12 dimensions of a prophet. 12 dimensions of prophets. 12 dimensions of a prophet. So the first dimension you get, one of them, and this is not an order in any way. Some I'll give scriptures, some not. Some I might just give scripture references just for the sake of time, guys. But you can actually take a pen wherever you are to write this down, or you can listen if you get in your spirit, but you're definitely not going to remember it. But this is very powerful to understand the different expressions of prophets, to understand the expression that Prophet Andre has, the expression that I have, the expression that other prophets might have. You know, the Prophet Jeff has, and there are different expressions of prophets. So you have what we call a safar prophet, a safar, C-A-P-H-A-R, safar, kafar. It is a scribe. As I said earlier, you have the katab, which is also a scribe, but many of them are the same. It is a scribe. It is the spirit of prophecy is with them. They speak or show forth what is written down. They are recorders, they commune, they declare. To give you an example, you'll find this in the book of Esther a lot, but they find what is written down. They express what is written down, but they are also scribes. Then the second prophet is what we call a katab, K-A-T-H-A-B, katab. Katab, K-A-T-H-A-B. This is what we call the anointing of the scribe. You know, the anointing of a scribe operates in four levels. They describe, they inscribe, they prescribe, and they subscribe. These are prophets, the katab prophets are scribes, but they can also preach and teach. For example, Rick Joyner would fall into a category like this. I'm not saying that God might have spoken to him and told him he's something else, but I'm just using that as an example. Thank you for everyone that has shared. I'm just using that as an example. You know, you can also say the preaching and teaching type prophets is what we call the Nbua, and I'll get to that right now. Nbua prophets, they are also scribes. So many of them are scribes. So you have people that can write books on prophetic, and then they can preach and teach as well. They are what we call prophetic recorders. Prophetic recorders. It's almost the same as Safar. Then we have the Masa prophets. The Masa prophet. The Masa prophet is what we call a burden carry prophet. A burden carrier prophet. They carry an utterance and they birth it forth. But they carry a burden. It'll be on them. It'll be like a load on them. Sometimes they might look depressed, or they might look like they have this great burden on them because they fall into the category of a Masa prophet. We see this in Proverbs chapter number 31. You see, then we can look and we can see in the third, where I'm now, I think I'm number four. The fourth prophet is what we call a Shoze prophet. This is a powerful realm. A Shoze prophet is a prophetic seer that sees visions. He is a beholder in a vision. He is the prophet of agreement, meaning that he brings in harmony in the prophetic. They see the vast prophetic picture. A lot of times with seers, their images can be a little bit mashed up. It can be distorted when there's interference around them or disturbances around them. They are the seer prophets, Shozeh. C-H-O-Z-E-H, Shozeh. Then wherever we are right now, I think we're by the fifth or so. One, two, three, four. I think we're by the fifth one. Is what we call a Raha prophet. A Raha prophet. It's very similar to a Shozeh prophet. A Raha prophet is very similar to a Shozeh prophet. But a Raha prophet is a prophet that prophesies through discerning sight in visions and dreams. They discern the sight in visions and dreams. Let me give you an example. They gaze or view into the supernatural realm to perceive and mark the prophetic word. We see this in Isaiah chapter number 6. We also see this in the book of Daniel. We see how Daniel looked in visions. And then while he was in a vision, he looked around in a vision. But there's a gazing that is taking place. A Raha prophet. Many times you'll have a blend between a Shozeh and a Raha prophet. A big blend between a Shozeh and a Raha prophet. Then we get to the 6, where we, whatever number we are right now, we have a Shamar prophet. A Shamar prophet. A Shamar prophet is a watchman. Very plain put, very simple. They're a lot strong in intercession. They are kind of like warfare also, but intercession. They are prophets of protection. They are prophets that are watchmen. They are prophets who stand on the watchtower, on the guard and watch. So prophets that operate usually as a pastor will be operating this realm as well, because they'll use that gift to pastor very, very powerfully, to watch what is coming to the flock, what is coming in. I want to make clear that this is not just a normal watchman in scripture. I think the word for normal watchman in scripture is something like a tzapa. They are a watchman in terms of an intercessor. But this one I'm speaking about is a seer that watches through visions. They can speak, but only after an intimate viewing. Then, of course, we have the famous prophet called the Nabi. Nabi is a prophet that's simply an inspired man, a very, very powerful gift. A low-level gift, but a very powerful prophetic gift. It is one whom God has breathed into to speak his words. So when they operate in this gift, usually, they usually become a gift to someone. They are a gift. So we see Nabi operating tremendously in Ephesians chapter number 4, verse 11. We must understand, Ephesians 4, verse 11 doesn't only speak of, it speaks of a certain group of prophets, and we see how Nabi is connected to that. So the majority of prophets you see in the New Testament operates in Nabi. Then there are very few who operate in the seer realm or see visions or can see stuff. For example, if I take a pen and I write, so they shared a testimony last night, I wrote somebody's husband's name before they even met the person. I'm seeing in the seer realm. If I take a photo and I see a name, I see a seer realm. So by the next level we are at right now, is what we call Nbiya. I'm going to read the comments just right now when we're done here, guys. Is Nbiya. Nbiya prophet. It is a comparison gift to that of a prophetess. So it describes a prophetess. I hope that makes sense. I don't want to go too fast. Then we have what we call a Naba. So you have Nabi, and then you have Naba. Naba is different to Nabi and Nabi. Naba means to sing forth prophetic utterances. It is the song of the Lord that comes from them. They can also prophesy, they can also preach and teach, but they usually do it in a song. What is an example of that? Kim Clement. Kim Clement many times did his prophecies in a Naba way. He sang prophetic utterances, and then from there he would move into Nabi, which is inspired, and he would just speak many pages. And then Kim would also go into a place of sight. Then we have the Nbuwa. Nbuwa. It's N-B-U-W-A-H. Nbuwa. N-B-U-W-H. N-B-U-W-A-H. Sorry. N-B-U-W-A-H. NBUWAH Mbua is a prophetic teaching and preaching prophet. It's a teaching and preaching prophet. We see this in Haggai, we see this Zechariah. We see how they prophesied to the elders. They built, they prospered and built, and but they were preaching and teaching. It's a preaching and teaching prophet. Then we get to the famous Nataf. Nataf prophet. A Nataf prophet. A Nataf prophet is what I call a flowing prophet. He has the ability to discern when the presence of God drops into a place. For example, Psalm 68 verse 8 says, "The earth shook, the heavens also dropped at the presence of God. Even Sinai itself was moved at the presence of God." The God of Israel. The presence of God dropped. The heavens dropped. There's a time in a meeting when heavens suddenly drops. And when heavens dropped, a prophet can discern the movement, the flowing, and the waves of those droppings. They can discern the movement and the flow and the wave of the Spirit, of the Spirit of God in a room. And they can begin to prophesy on that and increase that movement until it becomes a river and a flood. Mare is the last dimension of prophets. Mare, which is comes from the word Mara. Mara comes from a vision that is so real you can physically touch it. But you have a Mare prophet. A Mare prophet has visions that is so real it can be mistaken for real vision, for reality. Things in their visions can come into the natural and become real. They can drop something for you from the spiritual realm into the natural and it becomes a physical. They can drop a book and all of a sudden a book falls on your floor. I had a vision once on our way to Centurion or the conference. And I had this vision. I saw money lying, cash lying in someone's car. Cash lying in someone's car. And I prophesied it that night. And that night somebody went down, went to their car and they saw cash sprayed out all over their car. Inside the car, with the car locked. A Mare prophet is when visions become a reality, literally, or it feels to them like it is reality. We see this in Numbers 12, verse 7 to 8. So there I just gave you 12 dimensions of prophets. No prophetic school has ever really taught on this. This is stuff that I will only teach to our partners, to our prophetic school. If you want to become a partner of this ministry, please go to leondeprier.com. Thank you so much. God bless you.